News Hit.
Good morning, I'm Rob McCart. Scott Morrison admits the impacts of the coronavirus will be significant, but is assuring us the government's economic plan to tackle it before the May budget. There are 39 confirmed cases across Australia, including one death. The Prime Minister has told the ABC he's focusing on the health of Australians first.
I'm not getting ahead of these issues. What we have done on the coronavirus is focus very much on the health challenge, and that's what we always have to put first. And that health challenge is a very serious one.
A 63-year-old woman remains in a stable condition in Gold Coast University Hospital after testing positive to the disease last week. A UQ student with coronavirus has highlighted a loophole in our travel ban. It turns out close to 1,000 Chinese students are arriving a day by spending 2 weeks in another country. It's what the 20-year-old who's being tested for the disease in Royal Brisbane Hospital did. He spent 14 days in Dubai before touching down in Brisbane. Government figures show 14,900 Chinese students have done the same. Woolworths is taking action as its shelves are stripped of toilet paper. It will limit sales to 4 packets per customer, with the rules to apply in-store and online. Supermarkets have seen a run on stock like toilet rolls, pasta and tinned food over concerns coronavirus will limit supplies from China, but most of our toilet paper is made here in Australia. Tweed police are warning of a plague of car break-in enters on Letitia Spit at Fingal. The offences are being committed during daylight hours while people are at the beach. Vehicle windows have been broken and valuables stolen, such as coins from the console, sunglasses, handbags, wallets and backpacks. Police are increasing patrols in the area. Overseas, it's Super Tuesday in the United States, one of the most important days ahead of the US election. Today, millions of Americans from 14 states will be voting for who will challenge Donald Trump for the presidency. Currently, the front runners are Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. English Premier League team West Ham United are coming to the Gold Coast. They'll be playing Brisbane Roar at Cbus Stadium in July. The game is expected to attract thousands of West Ham's diehard fans in the UK, as well as locally. Tickets for the game go on sale March 11. And get more news on demand by downloading the app via your smart speaker or at our website.